This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. At one time, there were a lot of political cartoonists out there, and I can't count the times I've seen a political cartoon get to the heart of an issue more quickly, more sharply, than some of even the better op-ed columns. But it seems there are not as many political cartoonists anymore. One of them has made the move from newspaper online to radio, Michigan radio, as a matter of fact. John Ochter joins me now. First, how'd you end up as a political cartoonist for a radio station?
Well, it's just kind of the nature of how the editorial cartoonist business is going. The traditional venue is newspapers, and since the decline of newspapers, particularly the larger ones who were able to support either a staff cartoonist or, in my case, freelance contributors, and it's all part of looking to, at least for me, looking to other areas where I thought there was a good fit. And with Michigan radio, particularly the past couple of years, the investigative reporting and the traditional journalism they've been doing has really picked up what was left in the void of the larger newspapers just abdicating their positions.
Now, your cartoons are coming out on Friday on Michigan Radio. For somebody who hasn't seen your cartoons, how do you describe them? What's the style?
My style, I guess, would be, which is not so traditionally what you would think of as an editorial cartoon, and that's been part of why, I guess, early on, why I was never able to, I was never a staff cartoonist when I was younger and more newspapers around and I was taking my cartoons. I would invariably, from editors, they would look at it and read them and thought, well, they're funny, they're insightful, but they just don't look like an editorial cartoon. The traditional was black and white, a lot of cross-hatching, a lot of labels.
Often single panel, yeah.
Yeah, so I was never that tradition, but I've done some like that. I tend to bounce around in whatever fits the idea, so I might have a single panel, or I might have four panels. It just depends on what suits the idea the best.
So where have you been working? How long have you been working doing editorial cartoons?
Pretty much forever, but cartooning in general, but really in earnest for editorial cartoons, my college newspaper at Michigan Tech and some other newspapers, but it really didn't start being a regular thing until, I think it was 1995, when I started drawing for the Grand Rapids Business Journal. Really, from that point on, I've done at least a cartoon a week, usually Michigan-based.
I'm just wondering why we're seeing so few editorial cartoonists today when we used to have so many. In fact, I don't know what the decline is, but it seems to be significant.
It is. Even 20 years ago, 10 years ago, there were, I would think, over 100 staff cartoonists at newspapers. Now there's probably maybe between 30 and 40.
I don't understand that. I understand the decline of newspapers, but it seems like editorial cartoons would be a perfect fit for the internet. I mean, it just seems like with all the memes out there, maybe some intelligent commentary from a political cartoonist or editorial cartoonist would be perfect for the internet. I guess you just can't monetize it, right?
This is exactly the conversations that editorial cartoonists have when they get together. Why aren't we more popular? Yeah, it just seems, you know, in an age where people want to see quick and fast and condensed, you know, it really is a perfect vehicle. I think part of it comes from it was never really a comfortable fit, even in the halcyon days with newspapers. Newspapers, by and large, were run by people who are word people, particularly on the editorial pages, and they were never really comfortable or understood and, frankly, jealous of the popularity of the editorial cartoon. After they had spent a whole day hammering out a well-fought editorial, and people were largely mostly attracted to the drawing that was on the page, that never went down well. That was never comfortable, and so it was always hard to find advocates at newspapers. And when things started to decline, they really had no trouble in letting go of the editorial cartoonists first. It really comes down to, like you hinted at, their monetizing. That was the comfortable position. That was to be a staff cartoonist was a decent living. You didn't get rich, but it was, you know, a good middle income sort of job to have. And then once that went away, not just the bigger newspapers, but alternative cartoonists that would contribute to weekly alternatives, they started going away too. So there's been a bit of a scramble. Okay, well, what's the next thing?
You've been writing essays to accompany the Friday Octor Art cartoons. Is that new for you? What do you think of that?
You know, it started from friends and family who didn't live in Michigan or really weren't up on the sometimes esoteric things that I was drawing about, would say, "I want to see a cartoon, send it to me." And I would go, "But you,
you're not going to get it."
Yeah. So I started an email list. It started with that, and I would write just a short background on it. Then I had a website, and then it grew into a blog. And then when I was trying to work things out with MLive to continue on drawing for them, I said, you know, this could be a bonus. If online is really where you're taking things, well, then I could have the cartoon there along with this short essay. So it's really just a continuation of doing that. It's just evolved.
John Octor is an editorial cartoonist who's currently drawing for Michigan Radio. Octor's art is posted at michiganradio.org on Fridays. John, nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you.
It was a pleasure talking with you.